Truth and Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, Marco Rubio, Republican senator from Florida, just put in a hold on Biden's pick for ambassador to China and Spain. Ted Cruz put on hold most of the rest of the ambassadors. Josh Hawley of Missouri put on hold State Department and NSA appointments. You know, I've said this before. This is disgusting that the Senate thinks so highly of itself they can let one member out of 100 shut down our foreign policy. You know, Marco Rubio is opposed to anchor babies. Marco Rubio is an anchor baby. Parents were Cuban. They came here. He was born here, so he is a citizen. Ted Cruz was born in Canada. His father was Cuban, Cuban citizen. Mother was from Delaware. So he claimed that he was a naturally born citizen and actually ran for president. The clown ran for president. I do not know why people didn't bring suit to knock him off the ballot, because he is not a naturally born citizen. They went after Barack Obama for being born in Hawaii. Being born in Hawaii, this clown is born in Canada with a Cuban father, and the clown says that he is a naturally born citizen. And Marco Rubio is a naturally born citizen, for the first one in his family. But his instincts and inclinations, as well as Cruz's, are not to help the United States. Their instincts and inclinations are to damage the United States, unless a right-wing Republican is in power, installing some kind of authoritarian government, which their ancestors were used to in Cuba. Hawley is simply disturbed. He is a guy, he is beyond disgusting. This is the guy that gave the, not a thumbs up, but a fist salute to the insurrectionists as they're about to try to break in and murder members of Congress as he walked in. Why are these three clowns permitted to do this? You can't do it in the House of Representatives, but in the Senate, these three clowns are permitted to do this because the Senate has a high opinion of itself. They think they are like Roman aristocrats from 2,000 years ago that walk around in togas. And everybody else is a wog or a fuzzy wuzzy, and they are aristocrats. And they had a Senate at one point, very briefly. And the idea is that this is like the Knights of the Round Table. Frankly, they look on themselves as the House of Lords. The House of Lords in merry old England is not elected. It's the upper house. And in the past, it had real power. And if you were descended from an earl or a duke, you were in it. You could do whatever you wanted. The reform that they put in was that the various political parties can put up life peers for service, but even they are not elected by the people. In the 19th century, the House of Lords stopped Irish Home Rule. So in the Gladstone in the late 19th century had proposed that England start to lessen its grip on Ireland and install home rule. And the guys with the wigs and the tight velvet pants who were appointed to the House of Lords said no, they were not elected. And the result ultimately in 1920 was the really a revolution, the Irish Civil War, and a lot of bloodshed because of the House of Lords. We don't want that. You know, we elect our senators. Sometimes we elect bad senators, Ron Johnson. But we elect our senators, and you can run against them. Well, that's not exactly true on everything in our Senate. Once they get in there, they have a high opinion of themselves. Many of them are lazier than hell. Some are as crooked as a dog's hind leg, but they get up on their hind legs, and they are very pleased with themselves. So a guy can say, all right, I want to shut down this appointment all by myself, even if 99 other people want it. And if you want to ram it through, you have to give weeks of debate with filibuster speeches and all of that. And you can't do that for 56 ambassadors. But what do you think China thinks when we can't even appoint an ambassador to China? What do you think Russia thinks when we can't even appoint an ambassador to NATO or the EU? What do you think Iran thinks when we can't even appoint somebody in the State Department to oversee Iran? And what do you think that the Taliban think and ISIS think when we can't even appoint somebody to oversee Eastern Asia where they are murdering people? I'll tell you what China thinks, may think, if they are that disorganized and split, we can invade Taiwan, and they're already starting to mouth off about it. I'll tell you what the Ruskies think. They used to be the commie Ruskies, now they're the organized crime Ruskies. Putin is the head of organized crime in Russia. They think, well, we can murder people in Berlin and London, which they did. We can hack into the US elections, which they did. We can have Belarus get thousands of Islamic migrants on the border freezing to death and try to force them into Poland, which they've done. And then we can threaten war with the US Navy because our ships are in the Black Sea, which they have done. This is because of the Senate, and it's because of the Republicans in the Senate, and it's because of the anchor baby Marco Rubio and the illegitimate Ted Cruz born in Canada and the emotionally disturbed Josh Hawley. That's what it's because of, those three. And the rest of their caucus could get together and say, we reject this. We will bust any filibuster. We'll put all these through, but Moscow Mitch won't do that. The Republican Party has betrayed the United States. It's the party of sedition. Is the party of treason. And if and when China goes into Taiwan, and if and when the commie, not the commie Ruskies, the organized crime Ruskies start military action, it is because of the Republican Party. You must understand that they are seditious and that they are treacherous. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.